Well, really, I want to talk about non-league football more than anything.
That's okay, yeah.
You see, I'm an Accrington Stanley supporter.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few of us, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And, well, basically, it's about the coverage that non-league football gets.
I.e. no coverage.
I.e. no coverage at all. Well, no, we do occasionally get them, like first round of the FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always really patronising.
Yeah.
And what these people who are really patronising to us, I don't realise, is that there's an awful lot of non-league football played, an awful lot of supporters of the game.
Mm.
And
yeah, but when you say patronising, you nearly nipped into it yourself there, because what they always say is, well, a good game, it just shows you there's some good football being played outside the league, and the game you may have seen, because you follow it all the time, may have been a dog of a game. Now, wouldn't you rather they said, well, I thought there was some good football being played outside, but that was a turkey, you know, why do we...
Oh, yeah, I've seen turkeys again.
Yeah, but they would always...
Believe you me, I've seen turkeys, yeah.
But the patronising aspect comes in when they say, no matter how the game is, they sort of pat it on the head and say, well, it just shows you there's some good goals there, and, you know, some good things to look for. Yeah. And they don't treat you with the same criteria as they do any other game.
Yeah.
Who do you support yourself?
Accrington Stanley.
Oh, the famous.
The famous, yeah.
Don't you get cheesed off, though, with when you say Accrington Stanley, people going, you know, they...
Well, what really annoys us is everywhere we go, we get the milk advert.
Yeah.
You know, and every single set of supporters think they're being original.
Yeah.
You know, and, well, way back 4 years ago when it started, it was, but now it's a bit dry.
Did you go away with them as well?
Most games I do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's to say, I mean, whatever figures you give me now is going to sound humiliating, I suspect. But how many of you do go away?
Between 100 and 200 every game.
Yeah. Well, I've got nothing against it, because our local side, Fisher, as if you could have something against it, our local side, Fisher, we used to have some excellent afternoons down there, but they're always going to suffer because, I suppose, you get hooked into a football club. About what age? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
And you get these disgusting wretches walking around in whoever's top of the first division.
Exactly, isn't it?
And who would be the local opposition for you?
Burnley and Blackburn.
Yeah.
So a very bad day for us. You know, bad day for Norwich, a bad day for us today.
How did you get on today, by the way?
We didn't play. We were supposed to play in a goal, but it was called off because a waterlogged pitch.
Mm.
Most recent result, we played Guiseley in the... President's Cup on Monday away, we beat them 4-0.
Yeah.
And you can get the chippies there, by the way. I heard you talking about...
Oh, yeah, talking about the patronising coverage, don't you hate it as well when you do the non-league clubs turn up in the cup and they're always presented as these, you know, as they would be underdogs, but always plucky, and at the end it's always the league supporters, no matter who they are. If you go to Huddersfield, if you come to our place, the league supporters, having just beat you 4-1, always give you a standing ovation, which they would never do to any other side. I'd rather spit in their eye than take a standing ovation. Because it makes you look like a, you know, a bunch of morons who just turned up. As you say, they can hold their own against any of the second and third division sides, and usually turn over the first division.